In the name of Jesus, the true vine, amen. The verse of scripture that will be the focus of our meditation today is from John chapter 15, verse 5. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." I heard the story of a recent seminary graduate who went to his first call congregation, and he wanted to impress his people early on with his preaching ability, and so he took the best sermons out of his file, the sermons that he had delivered in his vicarage year and in homiletics classes, the A-plus sermons, and delivered those in the early weeks of his ministry at that place. And indeed, the people were quite impressed with his preaching. So much so that one Sunday, as the people were filing out of the church after the service, and they were greeting the pastor and his wife, who was sitting right next to him, one lady clasped the hand of this young pastor, looked him in the eye, and said, "You must be one of the really great preachers of this generation." Well, the pastor felt pretty good about that, pretty proud, even a bit smug. And as he was driving home with his wife at his side, going home from church, he mused to himself out loud, "I wonder how many really great preachers there are in this generation." To which his wife responded, "I don't know, honey, but one thing I do know, it's one less than you think." Well, fortunately, many of us have honest spouses who kind of cut us down graciously and help us to have a realistic appraisal of our skills and our abilities. Nonetheless, we can oftentimes demonstrate the mentality or attitude that this pastor did in terms of seeking to be great in our own power, in our own strength, in our own flesh. That we become self-sufficient and we become confident in the self, self-confident in our own abilities, capabilities, aptitudes, and thus become arrogant and prideful. However, in our text today, Jesus comes to us and addresses us very similarly to the way that wife addressed her husband. With honest words, he, in a sense, brings us to a realistic understanding of who we are in our own flesh and in our own self apart from him. Clearly, succinctly, simply, he says at the end of verse 5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Nothing. Nothing great in God's eyes. On call day at the vicarage assignment service, President Arlie Lutz of the North Wisconsin District preached on this text. And he introduced his sermon by saying that it was a sermon about nothing, because he focused in on this word in verse 5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Reminded me of the Steinfeld TV series, which purported to be a TV show about nothing. And here, Jesus is saying that if we carry out ministry in our own strength, in God's eyes, it's a ministry about nothing. And it accomplishes nothing in God's eyes before the Lord. Oh yes, before other people, it may appear to be very successful. They may acclaim us as one of the great preachers of this generation, great teachers, great vicars, great deaconesses, great professors, great students. But in God's eyes, we are nothing. And our work is nothing apart from Christ. Well, does this mean then that we shouldn't strive to be great preachers, great teachers, to do great caregiving to people, to study well, teach well? It all depends on how you define we, in terms of we striving to do so. If the we refers to you and you and you and me on our own, all alone, no. We can't, in God's eyes, do great things. But if the we refers to me and Jesus, or better, Jesus in me, Jesus for me, Jesus working through me, then indeed great things can come about. And this is the promise that Jesus himself makes. In our text, he says in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. And the word there translated much, paloon, can also be translated great, great fruit. It is possible, but only by being connected to Christ. Of course, the imagery that he's using here is that of a grape plant. And this was very common in the first century because wine was a staple of the diet of the people. And so throughout the Palestinian landscape, there were vineyards, and people understood grape plants. And the very simple truth that Jesus here is declaring is that just as the vine of the grape plant is connected to the branch, which then produces the fruit, that connectedness is necessary for the production of fruit, so also in the life of the Christian and in the life of the Christian servant and minister, the fruit can only be produced if there's a connection with the root, the vine, the stem, the trunk, the source of life. Several years ago, I was taking a tour of a vineyard, and when the tourists asked the tour guide what were some of the essential characteristics of a good producing grapevine, a vine that produces great fruit. And among other things, the tour guide said that it was essential to have the branch grafted into good rootstock. That stock that would produce life, the sap that would then flow into the branch. And that's the image that Jesus has for us as well. We are grafted into the best rootstock of all, Jesus himself. And that took place at our baptism. Paul says in Romans chapter 6 that we were united with Christ in baptism. And united into his saving work, his death and resurrection. Grafted into him, connected into him. And why? So that we might walk in newness of life. That we might now live a new life of fruitfulness in that which is truly great in his eyes. Christ, our vine. He is the one who now produces in us that fruit. And he does so by providing to us, the branches, his life. What is that life? Well, first of all, it's the forgiveness of sins. That which excises, that which cleanses us from that which causes death in our lives. It brings life to us. And it purges us of sins, including the sins of our own self-importance, self-sufficiency, independence from God. But also, the life source of Christ provides us with his righteousness. The righteousness that he won in his life, in which he lived perfectly in obedience to God's will, God's word, God's law. And now that righteousness is imputed to you It's yours as you are connected to Him. And the result is that you can bear much fruit. You can bear great fruit. The fruit of His righteousness. The fruit of the Spirit. And what wondrous fruit that is. A fruit for which we are truly grateful. Today we are also grateful for the many manifestations of God's fruitfulness in His people. Certainly in the fruitfulness of seminarians and vicars and deaconesses and professors and pastors who are going forth and servants and ministers going forth to do fruitful ministry. But we also thank God for the fruit of those people who have provided of the fruit of their labors that this institution of formation might carry out its mission and ministry. For people who generously, graciously, cheerfully, willingly give of their financial resources fruitfulness in order that the fruit of this seminary might be realized. Today, for that fruitfulness, we thank you and we thank our God, the source of all life and fruit. Amen.